We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, November 13th, 2025. President Donald Trump signed a government funding bill to reopen the government after the record-breaking 43-day shutdown. The bill passed the House 222-209 earlier today. The motion will end the longest federal funding lapse in U.S. history. The compromise funds three annual spending bills and extends the rest of government funding through January 30th. The shutdown began October 1st after Congress failed to agree on extending enhanced health care tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. Republicans argued the subsidies, added during the pandemic, had run its course. Democrats warned that ending them would double premiums and cost millions their coverage. Eight Senate Democrats ultimately broke ranks, concluding Republicans wouldn't negotiate further. The final deal includes guarantees of back pay and job protections for federal workers, continued funding for key food assistance programs, and added security funding for lawmakers and Supreme Court justices. Republicans pledged to hold a separate vote on the health care subsidies by mid-December, though its outcome remains uncertain. While lawmakers debate how to feed the nation's safety net, local organizations are taking matters into their own hands. As of yesterday, the United Way of Champaign County has raised over $46,000 in their efforts to fight hunger within the Champaign-Urbana area amidst the uncertainty of SNAP benefit status. These donations came in through the new $20,000 to $20,000 drive, which was intended to support local food banks and pantries by matching monetary donations with locally grown food products. After massively surpassing its original goal of $20,000, the United Way has decided to donate $7,000 to the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen of Champaign, which serves hot meals every day and provides sack lunches for individuals to take whenever they may need it. This drive and the following donations have raised awareness in the community to the reality of the current situation. For more information about the United Way of Champaign and their mission to support the community in lieu of recent events, visit UnitedWayChampaign.org. From food drives to fresh starts, following a complete renovation, the Beckman Cafe has now reopened as Ted's Cafe, named after Beckman founding director Ted Brown. Featuring a rotating menu for every day of the week, the cafe keeps every visit just as fresh as the last. The cafe hopes to be a place where folks of all backgrounds can come together and share ideas over a meal or a cup of coffee. It is open Monday through Friday, with breakfast being served from 8 to 10 a.m. and lunch from 11 to 2 p.m. For more information on the cafe, please visit beckman.illinois.edu. And while campus cafes bring people to the table, another group of researchers is finding a way to turn leftovers into liftoff. University researchers are converting food waste into jet fuel in an effort to boost the economy. By using a process called hydrothermal liquefaction, researchers can mimic the natural formation of crude oil. By mimicking crude oil, it can then be converted into bio-crude oil, which can then be upgraded into transportation fuels. Research shows promise for other types of biochemicals and fuels as well. Researchers are working not only to transform bio-waste into usable materials, such as jet fuel, but to eventually replace petroleum oils completely. As some look toward the future, others are looking back at the light that once brought neighbors together. A 61-year tradition has come to an end as Grant Place, a short side street in East Urbana, better known around the holidays as Candlestick Lane, decided to do away with coordinating its annual Christmas lights this year. Neighbors independently chose to retire their annual tradition, citing changes in traditions and the neighborhood. Some homes will still light up for Christmas, but not at the same level and full neighborhood collaboration as years past. Candlestick Lane had an annual lighting ceremony each year in mid-December, with the neighborhood open to travelers looking for vibrant Christmas decorations from sunset until 10 p.m. every night through the end of the year. Dating back to when the neighborhood won a Christmas lights contest sponsored by a local power company in 1963, Candlestick Lane saw more than 250,000 visitors over the years. Cars full of people from all over the area and beyond would line up around the block to see the neighborhood's bright lights, decorations, and signature large plastic candles on every front lawn. Finally, The Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation is hosting the first Midwest Yiddish Fest tomorrow through Sunday this weekend. Enjoy a celebration of Yiddish culture featuring live music, cooking and printmaking, Yiddish 101, children's stories, lectures, and more. All ages are welcome to attend, and no prior experience with Yiddish language is required. To view the full day-by-day schedule and locations, as well as to find information on registration and ticketing, visit cujf.org/yiddishfest. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Vila, Sophie Vansaggi, Gavin Westlake, Faith Routley, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.